Demonstrators are gathered downtown at this hour to protest police brutality. Daniel Tran joins us live on the phone from the protest. Daniel, what's happening out there?
Well, we are just walking down 5th, and protesters started gathering around police headquarters at 2 this afternoon and are marching towards Skid Row right now. Activists are stopping at downtown sites where police have killed people. Benny Anderson is participating in the rally to represent his brother, who was killed by an L.A. sheriff deputy.
Just sad that we even have to be here today. And, you know, it's devastated my family. And, you know, but we have to move on. You know, I have to be his voice. My family has to, we have to be his voice because, you know, he can't speak no more, you know.
Dolly Veal of Stop Mass Incarceration Network says that the climate around police brutality as a whole is reaching new levels.
This is an escalating situation. We don't know where it's going, but it's an unfolding genocide, and it's picking up steam. That's an important word for people to stop and think about, that black and brown people are being murdered. And if you look at the banner, one of the faces you see is 7-year-old Ayanna Stanley Jones and 12-year-old Tamir Rice. There is no circumstances that children would be murdered except for a system that is totally illegitimate and immoral.
The police department is no stranger to the annual protest and issued a statement saying that activists have a First Amendment right to demonstrate. The police department will look to ensure public safety while the demonstration is going on, even announcing road closures so that commuters don't get caught in the wake. Los Angeles is one of about 30 cities taking part in the National Day of Protest to stop police brutality, regression, and criminalization of a generation. Reporting live from downtown, Daniel Tran, Annenberg Radio News.
Thanks, Daniel.